give us this day is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson appointed for the morning office from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These devotionals are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Tyler, Texas. Father Charles' devotionals can be found both in print and online.
Today is Friday of the first Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 30.
And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bare him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save to Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Eliseus the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up, and thrust him out of the city, and led him under the brow of the hill whereupon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way.
He's getting up to read the word of the Lord, and some of you are still asleep. He's getting up to read the word of the Lord, and some of you hear only the words of men. He's getting up to preach about the good news of God's salvation, which is fulfilled today in your hearing, and some of you are saying to yourself, Physician, heal thyself. Some of you are saying about the one who has been appointed to teach this morning, Oh, that's just him. I know him, and he isn't any more inspired than I am. I don't have to listen to him. The service ends, and you go back home. It's just another day, and now you can get on with your real life. No, I'm not talking about what happened in Luke 4 in Nazareth, when Jesus Christ opened the scroll of Isaiah and preached the fulfillment of Isaiah in himself. None of us would dare to reject Jesus Christ the way the Jews in Nazareth did. Yet I say to you that many of us reject Jesus Christ every Sunday. How, you say? Consider this. When the scriptures are publicly read in your church on the Lord's Day, do you listen to them with all the intensity and eagerness with which you would listen if Jesus Christ himself were reading? And yet I tell you that Jesus Christ is the one reading the Word of God to you every Sunday morning. When your pastor gets up to preach every Sunday, do you listen to him as if Jesus Christ himself has ordained this man to preach the Word of God and interpret and apply its meaning to you? And yet I say to you that if your pastor has been duly ordained and is a godly man, you are bound to listen to him as if you were listening to Jesus himself. It is Jesus Christ who has ordained that man, and it is the Holy Spirit of power who has anointed him to be able to preach and proclaim the good news in your hearing. Of course, I'm not saying that your pastor is infallible, and yet you are required to listen to this man as if he were Christ himself. It is Jesus who chose this man, and Jesus the Anointed One, who anointed him to preach. How do you think Jesus Christ comes to you on the Lord's Day? Does he come and physically stand next to you with his nail-scarred body? Isn't it through his body, the church, and through his mouth, your pastor, that he comes to you? Your pastor is a very flawed human being. He is very imperfect, and no one knows this better than he does himself. And yet, if we really believe that Jesus Christ can and does come and minister through sinful human beings, then Jesus Christ is speaking to you through your pastor. Don't wait for the perfect pastor or preacher before you listen and obey. You'll die and go to hell before you find one. The miracle of the incarnation and resurrection, the miracle of God made man, is that Jesus Christ has chosen to work through us, those of us who are sinful. I'm appalled that the people of Nazareth rejected their Messiah and Savior when he came in human flesh to them, and even wanted to take him out and kill him. But I'm almost as appalled when I see or hear about people sleeping through the Word of God, or rejecting the preaching of the Shepherd, who the Great Shepherd has assigned to them. How well do you listen to your pastor? Do you listen intently for 20 minutes per week or more to his anointed preaching out of the 10,000 minutes you've been given every week? That's right, Jesus Christ has told you, I will come and speak to you for 1/5 of 1% of your week, 1/500th of your time. Will you keep watch with me for just 20 minutes, or slightly longer in some cases? Next time you marvel at how foolish the Jews are for rejecting Jesus Christ, when he so obviously comes to them, ask yourself how well you are listening and obeying when Jesus Christ so obviously comes to you. Rather than thinking about this as a depressing reminder of how far short we fall of loving our Lord, let's use this lesson to inspire us. What if each of us came to church next Sunday, expecting to hear the voice of the Lord in the sermon and preacher God had given them that day? I'd love to hear about your experience of the sermon this coming Lord's Day.
This has been a presentation of Always with Christ Radio, Radio in the Anglican Way.